You're listening to the Cinemaniacs for June 14th, 2008. It's Saturday night. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures, say what? Hey everybody, you're listening to the Cinemaniacs. Thank you for listening. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
You bunch of fucking monkeys.
In front of me is Lisa, and to my right is John.
What's up?
Nice to have you both back again, Lisa, John, and Jeff. You're usually here.
Sometimes.
Get her home, will you?
Don't have to. Get my best friend's home.
We're at the Cinemaniacs. Oh, and it's the new studio. John hadn't been here before.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
True. It's very, much nicer than the
what do you
table.
Think of the new digs there?
Yeah. It's nice. Set up almost professional-like.
All right. Almost being the key word.
Yes.
That's right.
If the professional was, you know.
Dude, we're still underground.
If professional was our goal. So to speak?
Yeah.
Well, this is Cinemaniacs, a podcast, weekly podcast about movies, DVDs, movie news, reviews, everything else that comes our way. Well, on this week's show, we're going to be reviewing Iron Man, which we finally all got around to seeing.
Not me.
No. Somebody still has not seen Iron
shut
Man.
Shut the fuck up.
How have you
not seen Iron Man? Dude, shut your fucking mouth.
How long has it been in
just
the theaters?
Shut up.
How long has it been in the
theaters? Shut up.
3 weeks?
Shut up.
Weeks?
Just shut up.
One of the best movies
I'll
of the year, and you haven't
cut
seen
you.
It.
Shut
it's
up.
Been like 4 weeks.
Shut up.
You should be embarrassed of yourself.
What?
You friggin' triangle.
That's right. He's a triangle.
Both of
right?
you, shut up.
It's Iron Man, Jeff.
I'm here every week in the studio. I can't be out there seeing movies up a fucking year.
It's Iron Man.
Shut up.
That's right, baby. You're doing it for the people.
Huh? That's right.
Also be reviewing Rambo.
It's Iron Man. Yeah, it's been almost a month.
All right, all right. Oh, I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
Such a waste.
You
of
don't know the
such a waste of movie talent.
Though to be sure that that Iron Man, I think, made more money than Indiana Jones.
It's possible,
and it should make $8 more. You fucking chump.
Yeah.
To quote a great, great movie: "Fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you." Who's next?
Who's next? Coming to America.
That's right.
Eddie Murphy.
Thank you.
Don't remember it.
So you were saying that our lineup today.
Greatest movies of all time.
I know, man.
Iron Man.
Coming to America.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Fucking funny movie.
Great.
I wouldn't even put it in Eddie Murphy's.
You haven't
top
seen
five
it in
sure.
10 years.
It's probably one of his
I
best.
I want to think even. I wouldn't even think I would put it in his top 10.
Oh, my God. You're just talking stupid now. Really? That is one
of
the greatest movies
Beverly
ever.
Hills
ever.
That, of
any
places.
Movie ever.
That's four.
The three Beverly Hills Cop movies?
All three are better than Coming to
the
America?
The third one? The third
while,
fucking one?
The first or second
me?
One? Any of them better
dude,
than Coming
come
to
on.
America?
Dude, come on.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
No.
No.
Easily.
Hey, no. Beverly Hills Cop, the first one, awesome
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, awesome
I
movie.
Would put that
yeah,
in
not anywhere near as good as Coming to America. Coming to America is a classic. It is hilarious, great in every way. It is perfect.
I agree with him.
The Harlem Nights.
Never seen it.
Loved Harlem Nights.
Because if you were going to brag on that, then I'd just shoot your...
I'll brag on Harlem Nights.
Not
shit.
Compared to Coming to America.
No. Coming to America is far superior to Harlem Nights.
You know how many quotes came out of Coming to America that you can recite, like Jeff just did?
Thank
you. A small
I've heard
quote.
One.
And I
heard
I
one.
Recited...
Oh,
I
no,
told
no,
him exactly who it was.
Part where the guy, he's running to McDonald's, but it's not a McDonald's.
Uh-huh,
like
McDowell's.
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 Okay, that's what I remember from that movie. And Arsenio Hall is in it. Dressed like a girl.
Yep.
They each play like six characters.
This movie had Samuel L. fucking Jackson.
It did.
As a stick-up man. Gets his ass kicked by Eddie Murphy, which we know in real life would never fucking happen.
Nobody can beat up Sam Jackson.
No way, man.
Nobody. The best
Sam
man
Jackson,
on the planet.
Sam Jackson, look at you. Just pee. That's right.
Well, speaking of Sam Jackson, we saw another movie with him in it. Jumper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What was that hesitation for?
Jumper.
Doug Liman, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
And what's happening in Vegas? What happened in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas?
Dude! I don't even know
they should
the
so
slogan.
Make. They should so make that. What's happening in Vegas? That would be awesome. Do you remember what's happening? Yeah, man. That would be awesome. What's up, Raj? I'm just going to the slots.
Rerun!
Awesome, dude. Yeah, man. Reruns in like Cirque du Soleil and shit. I love it.
Sucks I've never seen that show before.
It's a great show.
Baby.
Classic.
I wasn't even born yet.
So, there was a bit of news that I came across.
And that Jeff is a tool and hasn't seen Iron Man in a month?
No.
That's some news to me.
Was that the Transformers movie has a title now.
Transformers 2?
No.
How original.
That. Transformers
2. I wouldn't put it past him. That,
part two, two, part two, too fat, too fast, two Transformers.
More than meets the eye.
Two Transformers, two Furious.
Yeah, more than meets the eye.
More than meets the eye.
I'm going to go off on a tangent now. Just Entertainment Weekly. There's a guy writing in there, and he hates superhero movies. It's just ever since the Spider-Man movie came out, he's just so down on movies, the summer blockbuster
Spider-Man?
Movies. That's just him.
Wow.
That's his opinion. I think it was, he wrote the article just so that people would mail in hate mail to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, he even went on to say that Michael Bay is kind of like the Antonioni of summer blockbusters. Is a famous director like Fellini. Or,
right.
Okay. Which is funny because the rest of the world thinks Michael Bay is a hack. So.
And he is.
He could be. I like The Island. That was a good movie. I don't care how much
I
Steven
like
Spielberg
Michael. Is. You know what? As a rule, I usually like Michael Bay movies, but I don't.
That's why he liked The Island.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Scarlett Johansson. Yes, man.
Yeah. And then Ewan McGregor was in The Island. I don't think he makes bad movies, does he?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
No.
Trainspotting was. Yeah, it was good.
It was in The Phantom Menace.
Trainspotting was great. Are you insane?
Whoa.
Phantom Menace.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's good.
Completely ignored Wait, your comment.
It was horrible.
Did you see
yeah,
that?
I know.
No, I heard that.
Right.
Are you insane? Answer the question.
Yeah, no, Trainspotting.
Are you insane?
Yeah. Train, yeah. No, are you technically insane?
Trainspotting, the whole movie, maybe I didn't get it.
It's got that one dude, that Scottish dude, the pissed off one, who was in 28 Weeks Later.
Right. Now, that's a great movie. 28 Weeks Later was great. Yeah.
True.
He was also in that one that had Sam Jackson in it, the soccer game.
Oh, God, that Formula
81. Formula
81
51. Or 51.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit.
Yeah, but the dude in it, he's cool.
Milo?
Yeah.
No.
Now, see, Sam Jackson.
The Full Monty.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. Full Monty guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, penis.
Hail to the penis. Right on, John.
Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, penis. That guy.
Robert Carlyle is junk.
Robert Carlyle is great.
Yeah.
I don't remember him in Trainspotting.
What do you mean, Bobby Jr.?
Oh, Transformers.
The Isle.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. I like what you came up with better.
Part D. Or more than meets the eye?
More than meets the eye, man.
I like Part D.
Part D.
What was it again?
Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh. So now he's ripping off Lucas titles, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Hey, if it works.
Hey, is Shia LaBeouf in that one too?
Of course.
Okay, good.
But that's not
if you
how
build
you
it, they
the
will come.
LaBeouf.
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 I think that's French for penis.
I think so.
What the hell is Shia?
Is that really hot girl going to be in it too?
Was oh, that chick's hot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Megan Fox is going to be in it, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah,
when's that come out?
Some for the dirty old man.
Huh. Fucking pedophile.
That's right.
Pervs.
She's getting a little old for me.
Comes out June 26, 2009.
I want to stab myself for
next
that.
Next year, huh? That's only a 2-year turnaround, isn't it? Cause,
oh, yeah.
Wow, that's best.
When you get a movie that makes that much money, you know, and everybody's contracted for sequels already.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and all you do is have your actors stand around with a fucking green screen.
Totally.
That's right.
Mm. It's all done in computers.
But now there's another movie coming out 2 weeks after that, 2012, which is Roland Emmerich's next big disaster movie starring John Cusack.
Now, when you say disaster movie, do you mean
it's
movie
flop.
About a movie about a disaster or a disaster of a movie?
2012, with a Mayan calendar ending in 2012. Am I saying that right? As a year?
Mayan?
Is
yeah.
that what we're going to say? Or we're going to
no,
say 2012?
2012.
Because it's 2008 right
let's
now.
Say 2012.
2012, I like that.
2012.
Yeah. 2012.
Okay. A large group of people must deal with natural disasters such as volcanic eruptions, typhoons, and glaciers.
Well, I'm all for it.
So it's
so day
so
after
it,
tomorrow.
So it's Dante's
stuff.
Tomorrow too.
Yeah. So it's Dante's Peak, Day After Tomorrow,
and Apocalypto,
all wrapped up into one.
Right.
I like it. Let's see it.
I'm there.
Me too, man.
You got my
I love those rolling.
You got my
$10
Yeah, I like them too. I liked Day After Tomorrow. It was good.
I do too.
I mean, it wasn't great. It was okay. It was
sucked.
Yeah.
Everyone hates it, but it wasn't
I won't go
bad.
So far as to say it sucked.
Oh, I would.
That means 3 stars
That movie was terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, 3 stars. I go 3 stars.
That's right.
But it wasn't Roland Emmerich's best. Right?
No.
So,
no. What else has he done?
But
just a little movie called Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
Godzilla?
Stargate?
Oh, they're all great. Godzilla? Yeah.
Stargate?
Stargate, yeah.
Patriot?
Yeah.
I love all those movies.
Yeah, they're good.
They're over the top. You're supposed to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't see 10,000 BC yet.
Oh, but we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. That did look amazing. I was watching like some behind the scenes of that. Just looked amazing. And Day After Tomorrow looked great. It just needs more of a plot to pull it all together.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. What better can you get? Global warming and
yeah, global warming causes a fucking ice age.
Dude, did you watch that Al Gore movie? It's coming, baby. It's coming. You just wait.
Sorry. It's just so fucking stupid.
Keep driving that big-ass car of yours.
Yours is bigger than mine.
Anyway,
right.
So seeing that June 26th, Transformers 2. Revenge of the Fallen. And then July 10th, 2012, what's the big July 4th movie?
Spider-Man. No.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Harry Potter.
Is there going to be another Spider-Man?
Not yet.
Oh, come on, Spider-Man. Come on, Toby. We need more Spider-Man.
I think the next July. I think the next big July 4th movie would probably be that, that Bad Lieutenant remake with Nick Cage. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, can you imagine that mass release? You think that the public is ready for that?
I don't know, man.
But Joel,
that is a messed up movie.
I know. Think of all the people that would be going there to see Nicolas Cage movie, and if they keep that the same as the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to see more of Nicolas Cage than they bargained for.
Although, now what's up with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah,
we talked about it last week. No, Nicolas Cage, he did the remake of
Wicker Man.
Wicker Man.
That was a remake?
Yeah. Oh. It's a remake of a good movie.
It was still good.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
I watched it. It wasn't too bad.
I mean, it was kind of slow, but it was good.
The Nicolas Cage one?
Most of it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think I did.
Ow. Wow. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, it was good. It was a little slow in parts, but overall, it was pretty good.
Bangkok Dangerous will be coming out in a couple of weeks. That's a remake. And
yeah,
Bad Lieutenant.
I don't know. He's all about the remix.
Hey, man, if the check cashes.
He's cashing the checks.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So July 4th weekend of 2009.
Uh-huh.
Actually coming out on July 1st, which is a Wednesday.
All right.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
I know, huh?
Wow.
Wow.
And you know why it's going to make money?
You built that up for that?
Because of everybody's kids.
You did a great job of letting us down.
What I'm saying.
I think that's the point he's getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how about that?
No, I know. You had me all in suspense. I was waiting for a great movie. And then
No. What we have to talk about is that, okay, that's July 1st. Then July 10th is 2012. July 17th, Land of the Lost. That Will Ferrell.
The Will Ferrell thing.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'm going to remain optimistic about it and go, yeah! Marshall Will and
Holly.
I can't wait to see Chaka. Who's going to play Chaka?
Chaka. Fern Troyer.
Slee Stack.
July 24th, 2009. The week after that. G-Force.
Does that mean G-Spot Force?
G-Force?
Not G-Force like you and I both know and love, Battle of the Planets. It's a Nick Cage starring film. It's some other animated movie.
A remake
another
of
Nick Cage movie?
Yeah, another one.
The guy does nothing for years, and all of a sudden there's like 4 movies in 1 year.
Piranha 3D.
No way!
Fuck you! Yeah.
That's going to be awesome! Yeah, I'm taking Daniel. Daniel's going to love that.
Are there any adult movies coming out that year?
Piranha 3D, I just said.
I don't know what that is.
Well, first of all, 3D now does not mean the same thing as 3D years ago.
No, it's
3D
a whole
is
new
amazing.
Experience.
Okay, we talked about this a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm.
You'd know this if you listened, you fuck.
Beowulf, did you see that? In
no.
the theater?
Dude, you missed out.
I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. I ducked twice while watching that movie. Because it's so realistic.
Did you go,
duck because I was pummeling him with popcorn.
Did you make funny noises?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Answer the question. Did you make funny noises when you ducked?
No. I don't think so.
That movie was phenomenal. You did miss out.
Beowulf?
Yeah, yeah, man. Kicked ass.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't even see it in 3D and it rocked.
Yep.
And I ducked.
And the trailers were all for 3D movies. For example, Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is coming out in a couple months, in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep. 3D doesn't, it's not the red and blue glasses. They're, I mean,
I've been keeping all the 3D glasses from the movies that we've been going to.
Yeah. Hopefully they somehow can bring this into the home that you can watch it on your own TV.
Well, I got 3D glasses in my car and I didn't even make the movie. How cool is that?
What kid did you rip those off of?
Bill. Piranha 3D, by the way, is directed by Alexandre Aja, who did High Tension, or Hot Tension in French.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That was a cool fucking movie.
That's right.
That movie.
She also
sucked.
What?
It sucked. It was all right up until the very ending. It just.
Shit.
You just shit me. Yeah. Whatever.
Did you see High
Never heard of it.
That's a French movie that you should see and love.
I'll never watch another French movie.
John, it was really, really cool. And then, I don't know. It did a Stephen King it on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It went.
I'll never watch a French movie. Ever.
It's got naked lesbians in it masturbating.
Maybe I'll
watch
that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch that scene.
Yeah. Anyway, Alexander Aja doing this.
Aja? A-hole?
Aha. I don't speak French. I'm sorry. I apologize. Aha. Also, did The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
That's horrible.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling a little better
about
it now.
There you go.
Okay. Now, this is June 14th. It was 2 weeks before the end of the month, and they got this writer's strike, so to speak, coming about.
Really? There's another one?
No, there's an actor's
strike. Wait a minute. It's actually June 14th?
It's June 14th. We got this actor's strike kind of coming about.
Uh-huh.
And so question is, if it happens, John?
A writer's strike or actor's strike?
Actor's strike.
The actors, they make $20 million a picture.
Oh, good. They need more money.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, no.
Well, they're struggling,
no.
I know.
That's not the point. The point is that they take these movies and stuff and they put them up on the internet and sell them and rent out the DVDs
and
stuff.
No.
And the actors are not getting compensated
that way. Ancillary rights. Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. The first $20 million wasn't enough.
I understand that. However, I
there are very few actors
that
make
$20
million.
Yeah, come on, man. You know, those are the only ones you hear about. Most actors don't make that much. That's why they got to go out and do 80 million shitty movies a year.
Yeah, but right. Do you think the actors that need the ancillary rights money are going to, I mean, are they going to get a large percentage of the, you know, of their DVD sales, the internet sales?
They're
going to
get a part of the internet sales.
All right. They should get what they deserve, right? True,
yeah.
But
okay.
I just think
it was just like the writers in the TV strike. Same thing.
Well, that's different.
Sit here, we can talk
really
about
paid,
actors
but.
That we go to see movies specifically for.
Right.
John Cusack in the 2012. That holds almost as much weight as Roland Emmerich directing it. So
more so
what?
For me.
Almost exactly. As much? Yeah, I was just going to say.
More so
I'm
for saying, me. Yeah.
More so, yeah.
I do actors,
John
not directors.
Cusack,
but.
Come on.
As do most people. I mean,
most people don't know the director or
yeah,
producer
exactly.
Or writer. So no.
So my point is, if John Cusack has a movie come out, and maybe for whatever reason he does a lot of independent movies, it doesn't do well in the theater, but they put it up on the internet and you can rent it online or something, shouldn't he get a piece of that?
Yeah, they all should get what they deserve, sure, yeah.
Okay.
I just don't like strikes. So.
Oh, I don't like strikes either. I can't stand them. I don't understand why you can't just sit down and say, look, I did this movie.
Exactly, right.
You didn't pay me for it. Simple. But
I think maybe they should just boycott those companies. I mean, unless every company is doing it, which they might be, but.
This is just going to start a chain reaction of more strikes. Next year will be the gaffer strike and. You know,
the best boy strike.
Well,
that's going to
fall
hurt.
Under the other unions and such. So,
yes, for the whole
best
boy,
other union.
Best boys local 187 on strike. Baby.
No, no, no.
The whole
even
SGA
the
is going on strike.
It'll be other unions. Yeah, others 181.
Okay, well, let's get to some movies here.
What are we going to ask us about the strike? What if it happens? Then what?
Like, what do you think
about it?
Did
the
strike
affect
you? Around the table, he talks
did
to
the
you,
writer
talks
strike?
To him, but I get passed over.
Did the writer strike affect you?
We don't really start talking about good shit until we go to bed.
A lot, actually.
Really?
Because, I mean, there's a lot of shows, like Daily Show, Colbert Report, even those shows. At the end of the strike, the last 2 weeks, I'll say, they came back on, did their own live show, or not live, but their own show. They wrote it themselves. It was great. you couldn't really tell the difference. But a lot of shows like didn't make up new shows. You know, they didn't have anybody. So, yeah, it sucked.
Wow. As I've said before, it affected me nothing.
Well, you're one of the very few people in the country that don't watch TV ever, so.
But even the movies, you know, they said it was affecting the movie industry. And it delayed some movies, you know, like Ron Howard now is filming Angels and Demons, the sequel to Da Vinci Code. It could have come out this summer if they had filmed it before.
Oh, really? We'll see. That affects us. I mean, not in a bad way, but.
You know, and the writers in particular, okay, actors, if they're on strike, they can't work. But writers, they may not be able to do any work, but they could have made scripts and things.
Well, that's actually, they did do that. They came back, like, for instance, I don't know if it was Letterman or somebody, but he had some kind of list or jokes, and he had a ton of them, like, piled up. He said, now, they weren't writing these during the strike or anything, I just have extras or something like that. So he was joking around about how, of course, they were still working, just not really working.
Right.
So they were still working.
And was it funny?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, top-notch funny?
Well, I mean, like, typical.
See, if you spend 3 months, however long the strike was, working on stuff, you should get your best writing out there.
Sure.
I would think. Anyways, that's new here or there. Let's talk about Iron Man. Iron Man, directed by John.
Wait, has Jeff seen Iron Man yet? Have you seen Iron Man? Because it's been in theater for like 4 weeks.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because it's been out for a while.
I want you to know that.
I think it's actually in every theater in town still. Yeah, every theater actually still has it. Probably playing like 8 times a day still.
Okay, I will go and see it immediately after I run your ass
That's
over.
Good. Actually, how far is Santa Fe? Like 4 miles? Yeah, you could probably go see it.
I could drag you 4 miles.
Yeah. $9, not a lot of money. You should probably see it.
Is it $9 to see a movie now?
Like $9.50 or something.
I paid $10 last time.
Oh.
$10?
Yeah, I paid $10 to see Indiana Jones.
Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. You thought gas was bad. Oh, gas is way worse.
Actor strike.
Actor strike?
Yeah. You guys were all talking about ticket prices, and here comes actor strike.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
That's right.
So, yeah, Iron Man was fantastic. Perfect movie.
It was.
Great.
Start with the director, Jon Favreau, who did Swingers.
Jon Favreau was awesome.
Favreau was amazing.
He did Elf, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was still a cute movie.
Cute. Not a great Will Ferrell movie.
Not
he
great.
Grew on me after that.
And no, you would give it 3 stars. Right? Right.
Terrible
movie.
Sucked. 3 stars.
3 stars.
I don't think I used the word terrible.
I would.
So disappointed. So disappointed.
Right.
3 stars.
I'll give it 3 stars.
See, that's it. Walt wants every movie to be a 5-star movie. He wants to give five.
He and
wants,
yet he wants so to give few 5-stars.
He wants
out.
To give 5 stars to everybody, and he's just so hurt when he can't. It's so sad. It's tragic.
No, it's because he wants more for his butt.
That's right.
Well, look, this movie Iron Man was written by Mark Fergus and Hawk Osby, right? First of all, Jon Favreau directed Swingers, right?
Yeah.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Directed Maid.
4 stars. 4 stars.
Okay, I'll give you that.
4 stars.
Yeah, we all talked about Elf. And
Elf, 3 stars.
Jumanji? What is that movie called? Zathura, right? The sequel to Jumanji?
He directed Zathura?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was good. It had that guy in it. Not Zach Braff, the other one that's less like him.
Dax Shepard. That's why I didn't see it.
Oh, I like him. I like his acting. He's on that Jackass show?
No.
Right?
No.
What's he on?
The no. Punk.
Punk. He Punk. Was on the first season of Punk like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He hasn't been on since.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was in Let's Go to Prison. That was pretty good.
It has his moments, yeah. I like that.
So,
but
Jon Favreau was awesome.
So, I just named at least 1 5-star movie.
Yep.
Children of Men, 5-star movie.
Yep.
Not directed by Jon Favreau, but written by the same people that wrote Iron Man, Mark Fergus and Hawk Osby.
What else have they written?
First Snow. And Consequence.
So just those two, okay.
So I hadn't heard of the other two myself.
How many fucking movies you written?
But most importantly, what everybody knows, starring Robert Downey Jr., who is one of my all-time favorite actors and always has been.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he works, and he's been working pretty steadily for quite a while now.
And is sober.
Just does fantastic work. He doesn't even have to be sober, just as long as he's working. Sober.
Yeah, no. He's
as
awesome.
As long as he's working, he's awesome.
See, I like Robert Downey Jr. I've seen a few of his things, and it's good. It's always good. I'm not like a huge man crush on him like you do, but he was great in this movie. Great. Right. Played the biggest prick you could believe. It was awesome.
Oh, he was in Chaplin. He got nominated for an Oscar for that. fantastic. You've heard of Charlie Chaplin?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never
they
saw
made
it.
A movie called Chaplin.
It was about Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
It was, and he was spot
coincidence.
On Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, he really was. He was amazing. Great.
No, he's a good actor. He's good. He was great in Iron Man.
Watching
sure.
that movie, Chaplin, made me want to go watch Charlie Chaplin movies, which I had never had an interest to do. Not against it, but and I've seen a couple now, and I can see why the man is so highly regarded.
Mm-hmm. Aren't those silent films?
Most of them were.
Most of them, yeah.
But then they changed around. Hmm. It's at another level than the silent film that you might make today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you to make a movie. Terrence Howard played his best friend and a military advisor guy.
Best friend, if he had friends.
If he had friends.
No one likes him, so.
Gwyneth Paltrow played a secretary. Who I didn't even know. I haven't read a lot of Iron Man comic books,
Pepper
to
Potts.
Be sure.
Yep. I want to bring something up about that. They showed you that they liked each other. I mean, you know, that they loved each other secretly. But they never really did anything with it before, obviously, the end or whatever. But why didn't they, I don't know, open that up a little more? Because she's pretty hot in that movie.
I think they had a huge affection for each other.
Right. She's the only person that loved him. I mean,
I think that's the first time I ever heard anybody say that about Gwyneth Paltrow. It's pretty hot.
What?
That's pretty good.
Really?
Gwyneth Paltrow's never been...
Okay, hot. Not really hot, but attractive. She was cute in that movie.
Okay. So why they didn't go further with it, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just waiting for it. I mean, you figured, like, I assumed that they were going to do the typical thing, you know... The guy is like, he's closed off from the world. No one likes him. And then
I think that's why they didn't do it then.
Well, then that's
that
good.
That would be the typical thing.
That's good, too.
You know,
it's real easy to give everybody what they want. Oh, let him kiss the girl.
No, it's true.
No, why not?
I was waiting for it because we were so used to it, you know. And that's okay.
So you were a little disappointed? You didn't get your romantic ending?
A little bit. Oh,
that's so sad.
And Jeff Bridges plays
oh,
the
yeah, we, I
head
forgot
of his,
you haven't seen it.
Company.
Probably shouldn't keep
you know,
talking
and I was
about
gonna,
little things.
I was going to take that out and put it at the end of the podcast, and then now that you just said that, I guess we won't be having any more spoilers.
Congratulations.
I'm going to spoil the whole fucking thing now that asshole hasn't seen it in a month.
Jeff Bridges plays the head of Stark Enterprise. Not the head of, but like if Stark, Tony Stark is the head of the company, then Jeff Bridges is like
the
CEO or president. He's the CEO and he's the president of the company. Which is... Stark Enterprises is a weapons maker, manufacturer. They make weapons and distribute it all over the world. And
we're talking real weapons, missiles, bombs, right. things like that, real weapons, not
big
handguns.
Stuff. Definitely, definitely. So Robert Downey Jr., Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, Lisa?
How was he?
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
For me, I'm really hard on movies.
Oh, yeah.
Especially comic book movies, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm hard on movies. And
true.
Based
very
on the Netflix 5-star scale thing, right?
Yeah. Which gives a lot
to
of
me,
twos, people.
I normally would not give a comic book movie such a high rating, and to me, this is a 5-star movie.
Wow.
Nice. It really is.
Wow.
This movie's phenomenal.
So I really need
to get off
my dead ass
and see it. Lisa giving a movie 5 stars is rare. This is very rough.
They gave... 100% as far as this movie went.
Nice.
Jon Favreau, I just applaud him. It was awesome.
If we saw 100
and
movies.
Actors.
Yeah. If we saw 100 movies, I think Lisa would give 53 stars, 24 stars, 5 stars, and 5 2 stars.
You know, according to the Netflix
yeah.
scale, if I lean to a 4.5 star, then I have to give it a 5. If I give something a 3.5, then I have to give it a 4. And
you round up.
That's what's hard for me. Because
no, I mean, you're notorious for being, you know, very strict with your ratings, which is good. I mean, that's how you do it.
But,
yeah, we're a bunch
yeah.
of little soft pussies over here compared to
yeah.
you.
This is one of the best comic book movies I have ever seen.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. And everybody in it, fantastic. Just dead on.
Everyone did a great job.
I agree 100%, including the 5-star thing. I love this movie, too. This was just fantastic, fun stuff, and it showed how Iron Man got his uniform or his outfit, whatever you want to call that, mm-hmm. big metal.
His gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It showed how he did it, and it showed progression. The characters, they all grew. I mean, it was a great movie.
Yeah, they gave you the history in a good way. Like, it wasn't like the Hulk, where it took an hour and a half and just talk about stuff. You watched it, you followed along, there was action during the history, there was things going on, and it gave you the whole background, and you were ready to go.
Yeah. It had
awesome.
A lot of integrity.
Yeah. It wasn't just a storytelling about what happened. It was, you were watching it. And
So when John gives you a hard time, Jeff, about not seeing this movie, right. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is easily one of the best movies of the year.
No, I know I need to see this movie. I'm just not going to take any shit from him.
Well, right. I give you shit because that, and you're kind of an asshole, so you need to go see the movie.
Walt's right. This is one of the best movies out there right now.
You should probably see it. I think it's still available in theaters. Right.
It might still be having a run out
we
there.
We could do a little Fandango search if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you should do?
And you Fandango, should... you should send the royalty check to podcast@thecinemaniacs.com.
You should ask Pete if he'd like to go see it with you and go see it together.
That's right. You know what? He'll sit next to me.
No, I don't think he will.
He would sit next to me.
I don't think he will.
I know he would.
Maybe he'll sit on your lap.
Oh.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, if he's lucky.
He's a joy to go to the movies with.
I know.
If you listened to our last week's show.
Well, you did talk about last week's show, so that's a segue into this week's show.
That was pretty good, huh? You like that?
You did tell us about Pete's last week's show.
Yes.
During last week's show.
And the terrible experience I had with him, and I said I would never go to a movie with him ever again.
So what did you do this week?
I went and saw a movie with Pete, actually.
And what pray tell
you see,
you
see? I stood strong on my promise to myself. Yeah, I'm real strong there. We went and saw Pete and I
test that whole chair seat.
Oh man, I wanted to test it out. You're right.
Will he sit next to me this time? Why did he sit so far away?
In fact, he did not. Wow. We went and saw What Happens in Vegas.
Wait, that's another romantic comedy.
Yes, I believe those are the only movies Pete's ever sees are romantic comedies.
Yeah. So did you go see it for Ashton Kutcher, or did you go to see it for Cameron Diaz?
I was hoping it would be funny, so I went to go see it to laugh. So neither.
Would be Ashton Kutcher.
No, she's pretty funny, too.
Cameron Diaz
she's a goofy little goofball.
I'm not knocking her. I would never knock her.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't go for any particular reason. I just wanted to get out. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, I sat down in my seat. Pretty full theater, too, which was surprising. Because that wasn't like a very big movie, you know, and it was middle of the week or something. Anyways, pretty full. It's kind of crazy. I sat down. Pete sits down two seats away.
Did you comment to him?
And the heart.
I looked at him.
And the heartbreak continues.
And I cried a little.
He died a little inside.
I don't know why. I still don't get it. Which, going back to
Maybe
Iron Man.
He has no love for his younger brother.
Maybe. I went and saw Iron Man with my best friend, and home dude sat two seats away from me. Two seats away.
Now, you know, I've been thinking about it since last week's show. Now, Jeff, we've been to the movies many times together, and I was trying to think if we sit next to each other in movies, and I have to think that I actually don't even sit next to you, not that we sit a seat apart. I'm always sitting next to Lisa, and I think you sit next to Lisa also.
So on the other
side.
Do
you have a space separating you? You
it's
and Lisa?
Sometimes. Well, I'm a big guy.
It's a Lisa Manwich.
You know.
And that's what I was trying to think in my head. If you and I went to see a movie, would we sit next to each other? Would we see
well,
the
city?
That's a big dude.
I generally
so
do. I'm a big dude. That's right. Why, you know.
I can understand why Jeff would want some room. Or maybe even Steve. Because Steve does the same thing.
Anybody sitting right
Our
next to me
Steve.
Needs a little room. You know what I'm
but
saying?
Pete
right.
and I are about the same size. Neither one of us is very big.
Okay, to be sure, Pete is bigger than you.
He's thicker. Right. We're about the same size. He weighs like 10 pounds
more. Same
height,
maybe, but not the same width.
I just said he was thicker. Yes, he's a bigger guy.
All right.
But he's not big. I mean, he's like
no.
Average-sized guy. So, yeah. He doesn't need any extra room.
Yeah,
two average-sized guys could sit next to one.
Right.
Like, and if you and I went to see a movie, and I think we've sat next to each other.
Yeah,
no problem.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
My best friend is about your size, even skinnier, sat two seats away from me during Iron Man. The theater was almost empty. And anyways, so yeah, Pete sits far away from me again, and I don't get it. I stare at him, waiting for some kind of response. He doesn't even look at me. Whatever. It's fine. I'll watch a movie by myself again. I don't know why you go to the movies with somebody and not sit next to them. What's the fun in that? Anyways, preview start. BlackBerry comes out. Texting away.
Now, by now, have you seen the previews of the Get Smart movie, the cell phone trailer that they do?
No.
Well, you got to see that.
I've seen the Get Smart trailers, but not any cell phone.
Well, they have a scene. It's in the trailer where The Rock, he grabs a guy's cell phone next to him. They're sitting in a big meeting. You know, it's a meeting of all the government big wigs, officials, generals, and everything like that. He reaches over, grabs a guy's cell phone, and breaks it in half. It's, dropped a call. And he hands it back to him. And then the guy is looking at the broken phone in his hands now, and the guy to the other side of him says, "It's the last time I let you use my phone.
Oh,
next time get your own phone."
Dang.
Nice.
Now, my son Daniel was telling you the story earlier about that, because he remembers, because they show it before most of the movies anymore. Because it's just a warning not to use your cell phone in the movie theater. But I got to tell you, in the trailers, I could almost excuse it. Almost. In fact, a lot of movie theaters leave the lights turned on still during the trailers.
Not as dark. Like, they dim them down a little, they dim them out more.
Yeah.
Right. Regardless. Okay, it doesn't kill me when people text during the trailer. You shouldn't. But it should be quick. It shouldn't be throughout the entire 10 or 15 minutes you're waiting for the previews, you know.
And anyway. You say that he's writing down the trailers. Now, I myself...
Well, no. That's what he claims. Oh. However, a trailer name or a movie name is at most 10, 15 characters. When he's 150 characters later, it's not a movie name.
Because it's BlackBerry where he's typing it.
Exactly.
As opposed to if you had a regular cell phone and you had to press, you know, 222-444, you know, to get the characters in there.
No, he has a BlackBerry with a full QWERTY keyboard.
You give me a look over there, but that's how I don't know how to use the cell phone better than that.
That's how I use mine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so he's texting away the entire time, just texting away. I lean over, kind of like Jeff told me to last week. I leaned over and I said, "You're not going to use the thing during the movie again, are you?" And he goes, "Shut up." And that was it.
I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to threaten to kill him.
That's true. I didn't threaten his life. I should have. He may have listened. Maybe not.
Youth of America. You just don't listen.
He kind of shrugged me off. He didn't say shut up. He kind of shrugged me off. Yeah.
Okay.
Who was driving that day?
He was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so you got
No. I drove.
Oh, even better.
I drove. That's right.
Did he give you gas money?
No.
Put it away. You're getting left. Simple. You're done. Put it away or walk home.
Walk home, bitch.
What you guys aren't realizing is that Pete carries his firearm everywhere, including movie theaters, and parks and stores and everywhere.
Didn't stop me.
I think he has more than one, actually.
That's great. He could have eight on him. Man up, motherfucker.
So halfway through the movie, he pulls it out again. He starts texting away with a bright fucking light right out of the corner of my eye.
Well...
So I lean over.
This, which is actually probably an indicator of the quality of this movie.
It may be. However, remember, he pulled it out during the middle of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which was great. So
okay.
I lean over. Dude, what the fuck? And I did it pretty loudly because everyone looked at me. So
everybody but Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bump me right now.
Everyone looked at me, and then he put it away pretty quickly when he saw everyone staring at us. It's just...
This was still during the trailer?
No, this is the middle of the movie. That was the middle of the movie.
So we're into the movie. Let's talk about the movie.
I would have done a rock on a cell phone.
Yeah.
A rock? Oh, a rock. Yeah. I thought you said
or a rock.
The movie.
I was like, a rock? You would have gone jihad on his phone?
Jihad!
I kill you!
I kill you! I kill you!
Right on.
Fucking A, dude. That's what you do, man. Next time he whips that motherfucker out, you and just jump right the fuck on him.
Oh my god.
No.
Everybody, you'll get arrested, but man, you'll feel so fucking good.
If that doesn't generate some email, I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. You always talk when I'm saying that. They can't hear it if you're talking.
Oh, man.
Do it again.
But I
guess here come the lawsuits.
If they don't know the name of the show by now, then.
Well, what's the name of the show?
Cinemaniacs.
What were you saying, Jeff, about the... You're supposed to give the address, and I was supposed to interrupt you, but it didn't work.
You said, what's the name of the show?
Well,
you didn't say what's
you
the email
what's the
address.
What's that email address, Walt?
Podcast. This is a maniac.
All right,
but
back to the movie.
You can go to the website, which is thecinemaniacs.com. Now, we live in Vegas. You're talking about what happens in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas. So that's the slogan of the advertising. Right. Las Vegas, for some reason, has this new slogan advertising, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, not new, but now they're really playing it up every commercial, you know. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Can you imagine if you didn't live in Las Vegas, how many times you'd be seeing that commercial?
Oh, man, I can't even imagine because I don't know why they played so damn much here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. Every hour.
You see, we fucking live in Vegas. Yeah. How can we see all these advertisements for Vegas?
All the
time. Go to your hometown. Fuck you. What?
You know Vegas.
I'm here, motherfucker. Let me alone.
So the slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. So come here, have fun, get drunk, bang a prostitute, and go home. You'll never find out about it. That's basically what they're saying.
Your wife will never know.
Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about?
What? Wait, really?
So the movie is about Ashton Kutcher.
See, I thought it was like cheating on your diet or something like that.
No, it's pretty much banging whores, is I think what the slogan means.
But then they had girls in the commercials.
Yeah, those are the whores.
No. I mean girls.
See, girls equals whores.
And all the money and the chips flying in the air, that's payment. All right, okay. So Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz, you know, this starts out with them having their own lives. Anyways, they both get single. They end up both going to Vegas separately with their parties and get drunk and, of course, get married. That's the premise of the movie, that they get married. Wake up the next morning sober, and they're like, what the hell, you know. Very typical, as we said before, thin, paper-thin setup and premise, just nothing there at all. Total lack of substance. Ashton Kutcher is normally very good. I like almost all of his work. He's very funny. Cameron Diaz is okay. She kind of hit or miss, but she's usually pretty funny. The beginning started out kind of funny. Ashton Kutcher's friend in the movie, Rob Corddry, who is of The Daily Show fame, is hilarious. He's the only great, great part of the movie. He was very funny. Yet, everything else was slow and not very funny. Yeah. All very, very predictable. Just predictable. The entire movie was very... very predictable and unoriginal in every way. Mm. Rob Corddry was the only thing that saved it from being a really bad movie.
Even Dennis Farina?
Dennis Farina?
Gray haired guy with the mustache, big mustache.
Oh, I know who he is, but who was he in the movie?
Richard Banger.
Dick Banger.
Man. Oh, Dick Banger. Yeah. Well, he was only in it for a few minutes, but
in other words, just long enough there for that fucking joke.
Exactly.
Wow.
Pretty much. Well, no, I mean, he had a couple scenes, but that was really the only part that was important. Your name is Dick Banger?
That's in the trailer.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen this movie, and I know that scene. That's in the
exactly.
trailer.
There you go.
This is another one of those movies where all the funniest scenes are in the trailer.
And I'm not going to say it didn't have some funny stuff. It did have a few scenes that were pretty funny, but overall, not a funny movie.
Okay. Even then, the scenes in the trailer, which are probably the funniest scenes
those
in the movie,
are indeed the funny scenes.
Weren't that fucking funny, right?
Right.
He's peeing on
I
the
mean,
dishes.
I know this is supposed to be a romantic comedy, but the trailer didn't make me laugh. So at if all. You're telling me the funniest scenes are in the trailer...
There's a couple other scenes that are funny, but really, nothing that's going to make you laugh out loud. Right. It was not
So aside
very
from not
humorous.
Being funny, was the it wasn't even entertaining? Was it a good
no,
story?
No. It really, like I said, it was cookie cutter, typical, predictable, very, very predictable. Just everything was like, okay, now they're going to fight. In front of the parents. Oh, now they're going to fight in front of his parents. Oh, she's going to get him back doing this. Okay, now they're going to get back together. All right, now they're going to do this. It was just...
So in other words, Walt would give it
walking,
3 stars, right? Yeah.
Walt would say, the movie was not good. I'm so disappointed. I'll give 3 stars.
And you?
2 stars. Oh. Yeah, the only thing saving it from being 1 star is Rob Corddry, who was hilarious.
Right on.
Everything he said, which he only had, you know, 10 or 20 lines, he was great. Right. I mean, he is awesome. If anybody's ever seen The Daily Show, and he's
the dude's funny.
One of the special correspondents, he is hilarious.
Yeah.
He has great timing and delivery. It's awesome. But Ashton Kutcher was good to okay. Cameron Diaz did a good job being kind of a bitch. But, I mean, there was no pretty girls in it. Cameron Diaz is okay looking to me. Some people like her, some people don't. Her friend was kind of ugly, and that was like the main other girl in the movie, so... Yeah, it's pretty crappy overall.
Okay.
I did not recommend seeing it. I mean, you can wait for DVD if you'd like, but...
It was directed by Tom Vaughn, who hasn't done anything substantial, done some TV shows. And Dana Fox wrote it, who also wrote The Wedding Date, which I think you guys said previously that you liked.
Well, I said it was kind of boring.
I liked The Wedding Date.
You liked The Wedding Date?
Didn't see it.
It was okay. It wasn't bad.
It's not a rental. That's an HBO kind of thing.
Yeah.
That had
bits and pieces.
Right.
Was that Dylan McDermott?
Yeah. Oh, I like him.
I like him. He was what I liked about it. He was good. But yeah. The rest of the movie wasn't. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
It was okay, like yeah. You said.
Okay. What happens in Vegas? Stays in the movie theater. Don't go see it.
Stays out of your living room.
And our final movie this week we're talking about is Rambo.
Rambo.
Also, it was originally going to be called John Rambo. This is right. Rambo 4.
Yep.
They're going to name after me.
Written and directed by Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. John, have you seen this movie? Have you seen any of the Rambo movies?
I have seen one or two when I was very little. Don't remember one single thing about it except a lot of explosions. And I think his daughter gets kidnapped one time, maybe.
That was Commando.
Yes.
That was not. Obviously, I do not remember anything about that.
Okay.
Do you want to take this?
Was that Arnold?
Yeah, yes. That was Arnold.
That was a pretty good movie.
Okay, well, John's out of this one.
Because it's Alyssa Milano in it.
Yeah.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is based on the Rambo First Blood series. The first one was First Blood. John Rambo comes home, Vietnam vet. He's hitchhiking across the country and he gets pulled. And he's walking through this little northwestern town and local sheriff takes an eyeball at him and doesn't like him. So he escorts him out of town. And John Rambo's like, hey, I'm an American. I serve my country. I can go back into this town. And they start messing with him and he messes back and the hijinks ensue. And so then we go on to part two where he's serving time for his shenanigans in one. And he gets recruited to go rescue POWs in Vietnam. He goes off and blows up Vietnamese guys and Russian guys because the Russians are still in Vietnam. And then the third one is vague, but I think his like mentor, Richard Crenna, the late great Richard Crenna, is captured and being held prisoner. And he's got to go to Afghanistan, I believe, and get him out.
Were those all good movies?
The first two were really good. The third one's pretty forgettable.
I didn't even know it was Afghanistan for that third one.
I think it's Afghanistan.
Okay, which brings us to the fourth one now.
The fourth one. It's been, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
Can I ask you guys what's the next 20-year-old movie that Sylvester's going to remake? He did Rocky,
well, he already did Rocky.
Rambo. What is Judge what came
Dredd.
Out 20 years ago?
No, no, no.
Judge Dredd.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Demolition Man 2?
No, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, part 2.
Oh, my God.
Stop or My Grandma Will Shoot.
That's right. Stop or My Mom's Corpse Will Shoot.
No, seriously, what other action movie came out 10 or 20 years ago that he could possibly redo?
Hey. You want
Cliffhanger?
Hey, you want to bring... Actually, you want to bring up another old franchise coming back? I just heard about this not long ago. Eddie Murphy getting together with Brett Ratner to bring back Beverly Hills Cop.
Nice.
Number 4. Nice.
God, why?
I don't know why you guys don't like 3. I thought 3 was good.
3 was awful, man.
It was awful.
I don't think they were saying that because of number 3. I think they were saying because of Brett Ratner.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Brett Ratner?
Well, he's like a Michael Bay type.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he do like Rush Hour?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's not like...
Exactly.
That's not like
Miami Vice.
But I think
he did
Rush
Hour 3 also.
Did Michael Bay do Miami Vice?
No, that was Michael Mann.
That was Michael Mann. Oh. Big difference.
Okay, Michael Mann is the chump that I don't like.
You don't like Michael Mann?
What?
What else did he do?
Heat.
Heat.
Okay, that was great.
Manhunter.
Maybe it was just Miami Vice. Give
Collateral.
Me...
Come on. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that was fantastic. No, yeah. That was not the same guy then who did Miami Vice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. Michael Mann like Michael... created Miami Vice.
Maybe he created that's why... Miami Vice, yeah.
Maybe that's why I hate Miami Vice so much, because Collateral was so great and Heat was so great that I thought Miami Vice would be good.
You didn't like Miami Vice?
It was good.
1 star.
What?
1 star.
Why is that?
What? It was terrible.
Sorry, what? Not enough penis? What?
It was
what are you
terrible.
Fucking
it had no penis.
You fuck.
That movie was miserable. The girl is not even pretty. The thing is slow as hell. There was hardly any action at all.
Girl, it's two guys.
Right, but the girl's in like half the movie, so it's important that she be at least attractive. She's ugly. She's downright unattractive.
I don't even remember the girl.
She's an Asian that was Cuban.
Jamie Foxx.
She was an Asian from Cuba.
She was an Asian living in Cuba.
She was born and raised in Cuba. She had a Cuban accent.
She wasn't born and raised in Cuba, you jackass.
Cuban accent.
No.
She didn't get that in Vietnam. Ugly. And I love Asian women. She was ugly.
That's the clip right there. Ugly. And I love Asian women. That's a sound bite and a half.
That's
right
bad.
There, baby.
That's bad.
The movie was boring. nothing. It wasn't funny. There was hardly any action. It was terrible. I couldn't believe how bad it was. In fact, other than you three, I've never met anyone who even remotely liked it.
I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, you're going to give it 2 stars. I'm going to predict that right now. It was bad. Bad, bad movie. You liked it a lot?
A lot, lot. It was like what? Collateral.
Yeah.
What? Like great. Collateral?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
In Are fact, you kidding?
I think that's a Michael Mann thing, to be like a quiet, subdued movie with the music playing in yes. the background.
Yes, and Collateral was fantastic. It had everything and 2 amazing stars that did amazing jobs. Yeah. Miami Vice had 1 star who didn't do anything because Jamie Foxx is hardly in the movie. Colin Farrell was boring. It was terrible. Why did you liked it too?
Yes, very much.
Oh my gosh. There was nothing.
5 stars or anything.
But, 4. Yeah. Solid 4.
Oh.
Now
4 from you, that means shit. Obviously, we know that you. That means you're like, hey, it was okay. I give it 4 stars. But you get a 4 stars, Jeff?
Yes.
Oh,
very,
my
yes.
gosh. I wanted it to be so good.
It was
good.
A gritty cop drama. It wasn't overdone.
It wasn't done at all. There was nothing. There was no story. There was nothing.
I thought it was a very complicated
story. It was a very complicated, complex story. And the cops are acting like real fucking cops, not, you know.
Real cops?
Yes.
Going on a boat to Cuba?
You think Chris Tucker is a real fucking cop absolutely. In those goddamn
Rush Hour
movies?
No, of course not.
Do you
not.
Think that's how cops act, dude?
Of course not.
But... Oh, my God! You really fucking think cops act like that, you fucking retard?
Do you understand huh? words coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand words coming out of my mouth? What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't know that taking boat trips to Cuba was how real cops act. My bad.
Which one of y'all kick me?
That's right. Don't you? You can ask your brother Pete, the actual cop. They watch those movies in training. They really do, yeah. Because that's how, you know.
Right after the
Rush Hour movies. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure Miami Vice is very realistic.
Not
not at all. It sucked. It was terrible. I love those two guys.
I'll tell you what I didn't like about Miami Vice. Number one, first and foremost, they didn't have the theme song in it. Okay? The Miami Vice theme song.
I think they did. They just changed it a little bit.
I wouldn't know the Miami Vice theme song if you played it for me right now. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Wait.
Okay.
There it goes. But seriously, they didn't have the theme song in it. And then the second thing was they didn't have the pastel suits and the no-sock shoes.
Well, it wasn't the 80s or 70s.
But that was Miami Vice. I never watched the TV show. All I know, they had Don Johnson in it, and they wore the pastel suits, no-sock-having shoes.
But it was obviously a modern...
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be that.
But that's all I know about Miami Vice. So why they could have called it anything else.
Right.
They could have called it a really shitty movie with 2 great stars that should have been great. It was terrible.
That's a pretty long title. Yeah. Man. That would take your brother a long time to text. He'd be up in there.
I saw the previews.
Halfway there.
I saw the teasers when it first came out, like months before the movie came out. Right. Colin Farrell.
Jamie Foxx.
First of all, Jamie Foxx. I love Jamie Foxx. He's a great in everything.
When you said earlier, you said 1 great star, I was wondering if you were going to say
Jamie Foxx. Which one I was talking about, and I was talking about Jamie Foxx.
I don't know, Colin Farrell doesn't do it for me.
Me neither. I like him, but...
Me neither, but he was really good in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love this movie.
Oh.
Wow, we've gotten so far. What movie were we talking about?
John had asked about Sylvester Stallone and what remake of action movie. Now, those are his 2 big franchises, so he's kind of done with those for right now.
Right.
What he does have coming up is Notorious, which is about... B.I.G. and Tupac, the story about those
Biggie
guys.
Oh, Biggie and
life.
Tupac.
Yeah.
It's like a documentary or what?
No, it's a tale.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Drama.
Okay.
It's a what do you call those things? A movie.
Hey.
What do you call that there thing right there?
It's a crime, drama, thriller.
Whatever.
Okay.
And he's also doing Poe, which he's actually writing, which is about the life of Edgar Allan Poe, the famous writer. Artist?
Is Stallone going to play?
Writer.
Is Stallone going to play Poe?
Poet.
No, he's not acting in
that. Poet, Ryer, Laureate. That'd be great to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As long as he's not playing him.
No, Viggo Mortensen is going to play Poe.
Go to
no
awesome.
Way. Really?
Yep.
That'll be great.
He's good at doing
I'm actually there.
Dark roles.
I like seeing the creative side of Sylvester Stallone. He's
hey,
really
man.
Good.
He wrote the first Rocky, man.
I know.
That was a good movie.
He's really great. He's a
lot
of fun.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Well, that brings us to Rambo here.
He wrote and directed this one.
Oh, is there a heater we could turn on in here? It's kind of cold. I'm just saying. We got Lisa doing the fans.
I'm sorry.
I'm sweating.
Well, I'm an old lady, too.
No, I've been dying the whole time we've been in here.
I mean, that's why I was almost falling asleep a little bit ago. It was like, oh, fuck.
That's momentum killer
here,
there, prick.
They keep fucking talking about bullshit.
We have the door closed because the for the noise level.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now we're in the tunnel again. I can totally hear it.
Oh. I can't. Well, I mean, barely.
There's a damn fan.
So that's what I'm saying. All you hear is the fan. We're almost done, man. Just suck it up.
You guys are fixing to see some flapjacks in a second.
No complaints. Let's go.
But he did write and direct the original Rocky. Well, yep. Not directed. He wrote it.
Yeah, he wrote the original Rocky.
He wrote and directed this. He wrote and directed Rocky Balboa. Have you seen that?
I did see that.
And you liked it?
It was good. It was okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad.
It was pretty good, I thought. And this one was fantastic.
Fun as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I think you should see First Blood, John, and then watch this.
No.
See not, Rambo? Two, not 2 and
see
3.
See First Blood and then see Rambo.
Okay.
Yes.
Not 2 and 3?
No, 1 and 2. 1 and 2 and then 4.
First Blood is 1. Rambo is 2.
Oh.
And then this is the fourth one. Watch this.
Yeah. It's also called Rambo.
This is called
It's Rambo. Just called Rambo.
2 and 4 are both called Rambo.
No, the second
first
one was called
Rambo,
First Blood Part 2.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, First Blood.
The original one was called First Blood.
Yeah.
It's like First Blood Mad Part Max 2. And Road Warrior.
Oh, okay.
Change name type thing.
Okay.
Do you know about those movies?
No. Okay. Mel Gibson?
Another time.
I know that.
Okay.
All right.
So now John Rambo is, quote, retired. He's like a snake herder.
Snake wrangler.
Wrangler.
In somewhere in
Thailand.
Thailand?
Okay. Thailand. Just Thailand. Outside the border of Burma.
Okay. There we go.
Well, the movie starts out showing you the horrible atrocities going on in Burma. I thought Africa had it bad.
Yeah, Burma's
pretty bad.
Burma's fucked up, man.
It is insane. Yeah. The army militant state is just, they're against the Karen tribe.
Yeah.
And just doing everything to destroy them.
Just messing these people up.
Mm-hmm.
Badly.
And we're talking about shooting, killing, raping, burning down villages.
Heading, chopping people up, mutilation.
This is in real life. And that's how the movie opens, showing real newsreel footage,
yeah,
CNN,
exactly.
et cetera.
Oh, wow.
Stuff. It is, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've seen the horrible atrocities in Africa, but nothing like this Burma stuff.
Well, we're only led to see what we're allowed to see as well.
It's a good thing that Congress investigates steroids in baseball and football then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like Lisa had said it before.
Jobs.
If they had any oil in Burma, we would put a stop to that.
Yeah, no shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
As it is, John Rambo does live in Thailand, and this group of Christian missionaries comes, and they want to rent his boat for him to take them into Burma so that they can bring medical supplies and help the people that are so fought against.
Be set upon, yeah.
Right. And he's like, no, I'm not going into Burma because that's the war zone. You know, it's like, well, we want to help those people. You know, anyways, they talk him into taking him over there. And
the hijinks ensue, like you guys always say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I've been watching this trailer for a couple of years now, and I watched the Red Band trailer. If you go online and look for the trailer, make sure you see the Red Band one.
Yep.
Red Band is, most trailers will have green before it that says this. Preview, this movie's been rated R or whatever, but it's the
preview is approved for all audiences.
For all audiences. The Red Band trailer is
restricted.
Restricted audiences. And it's because this is a violent movie.
Are those Red Band trailers only shown online or they're never shown in the theaters?
They're shown on DVDs also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never seen a Red Band.
Usually, yeah. But yeah, this is a insanely violent movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
realistically so, though.
Yeah.
I mean, in the
realistically enough that it borders on disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there were a few times, even I'm just like, okay, wow, that's really messed up.
It was an ultra-violent extravaganza.
Yeah, it's
great.
There was some, I mean, and not even, you know what the weird thing is the violence that was committed by the bad guys was a lot worse. The violence committed by Rambo, that was just fun.
I know.
How weird was that?
It's like, yeah, liberation. He's
that's
liberating
right.
them folk.
He was, man. He was liberating them within an inch of their lives.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Let's put it this way. Splatter. That's all I got to say.
That's right.
Right. Lots of it. Like I said, if you watch the Red Band trailer, it doesn't give away the movie. It just tells you the basic what it's about. And
I cannot recommend
this movie enough.
Yep.
Well, not for the kids.
Star ratings?
5-star. Easily.
Lisa, the tough critic?
The tough one, man. The hard ass. I'm giving it 5 stars, too. I had a ball. Come on.
Don't feel obligated just because they did.
Yeah, don't, exactly. You do your own thing.
For me, I would give it a 4.
All right, man.
4. If half stars were allowed, I would give it a 4.5.
No, Lisa's 4, 4.5, and everyone else is 10.
Exactly. Lisa's 4 is, you know, our 6.
Yeah.
So.
Well, earlier in this episode, I mentioned how Iron Man is one of the top movies of the year. This ranks up there with it.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
That's off the top of my head. Those two movies are neck and neck for 1 and 2. And I'd have to think about what else could be close to them.
It's still so early in the year.
It is. I'm just saying, so far this year. You know, like The Inside Man came out a few years ago. Yeah. And when it came out, I was like, this is the best movie of the year. And I think it held that role until Borat came out that year.
Right.
Oh,
and then it still held that role.
Now, I don't know if it was the best movie of the whole year, yeah. Inside Man.
Really good movie, but yeah.
So.
Clive Owen needs to do more films. That's all I got to say. That guy's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Clive Owen. Oh, Inside Man.
Love Clive Owen.
Mm-hmm.
You and Jeff love him for the same reason.
Did you see Children of Men?
I did.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good. I didn't love it as much as you guys did, but it was very good.
That's a great movie.
Yeah,
good. I give it. It's hard to give a rating to that one because it was. I give it 4 stars. It was good.
Yeah, that's what I would give it.
Yeah, same here.
I was gonna say 3, but it's better than the 3. So.
You mentioned that Clive Owen, so I was seeing. What else he was coming out with? Duplicity? You guys know that one?
Nope.
Duplicity is written and directed by Tony Gilroy, same guy who wrote and directed Michael Clayton.
Nice. 12 Monkeys. Mm. No, that's Terry Gilliam.
That's Terry Gilliam.
Sorry.
Yeah. A pair of corporate spies who share a steamy past hook up to pull off the ultimate con job on their respective bosses.
Nice.
Also starring Julia Roberts and Paul Giamatti.
Wow.
Cool.
Pig Vomit.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow.
Bob Thornton, Tom Wilkinson.
Holy crap.
Jesus.
That movie's loaded. Oh, my God.
So was Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton.
Damn, that's awesome.
Michael Clayton.
When's that coming out?
March 20th, 2009.
Right on.
Next March, nice.
Yeah.
That looks, I mean, it just sounds great. Yeah. All those people in it.
Also, The International, which comes out February 20th, 2009. Clive Owen, an Interpol agent, attempts to expose a high-profile financial institution's role in an international arms dealing ring. Also starring Naomi Watts.
Cool.
Not Renee Auberjonois, but Remy Auberjonois. Renee Auberjonois was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He was Odo. He was also in Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you play in Benson?
He was
the stuffy guy.
Yeah.
The butler?
Clayton.
No. Clayton. Is it Clayton?
Yeah.
God. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The fact that you came up with that, that's pretty impressive.
I got to get out of this chair.
So that's Clive Owen's next movie, to answer your question there, John.
All right.
Meanwhile, go see Rambo.
Yeah, man. Rent Rambo.
But don't see what happens in Vegas.
Yeah. See what's happening in Vegas when that comes out.
Yeah, Jeff should see Iron Man, I think, probably, like, now.
Yeah.
Along my way, right now, to the theater.
Wait, I think I have some gift certificates on me.
Well.
Let's go.
Apparently, $9.50 is too expensive.
Let's all go to the movie.
For the best movie of the year.
Let's all go to the movie. Let's all go to the movies. Da-da-da-da, John's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, I just like this catchy tune.
In the meantime, visit our website, thecinemaniacs.com. And go over to Podcast Alley and vote for our podcast, Cinemaniacs. And the more votes we get, the higher up in the ratings we get exposed to more people, and we do a better show for you. Email us at podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. Dink. And with that, have a good night.
Peace.
See
ya.
Bye. Say what is space enough? So why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping, skipping, skipping. I'm freaking out.